makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, and Pat Patrick. And we're proud to have as our guest this evening, Jimmy Stewart. And here is Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Ray Noble, hello. And how does it feel to be back on the air again?
Oh, completely blissful, old boy, yes. Yeah. Once again, I'm what you might call a radioactive ray.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I do believe there's a joke there somewhere, I think.
Yeah, let's not bother to look for it.
Oh, very well.
Say, but didn't Alec Templeton put on some wonderful shows for Jason Sanborn this summer?
Oh, smashing, old boy, yes. You know, he filled our place so well, we should be honored.
Yes, we should.
And a little worried, too.
Yeah. Well, he's a mighty fine musician.
Well, you know what they say. They all laughed when he sat down to play. Trouble is, he planned it that way.
Yeah. Well, Charlie and I listen to him every Sunday. And by the way, have you seen Charlie? He hasn't showed up, and I'm getting a little bit worried, Ray.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, I say, isn't that Charlie there, strolling in, surely?
Yeah. Well, so it is, and about time, too, young man.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you ashamed of yourself? This is our first broadcast of the season, and you're late.
Well, so what?
So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Egad, the joint echoes like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Well, young man, just why are you late?
Well, because I didn't get here on time.
Yeah. And why didn't you get here on time?
Because I was late here. Yeah. Would you like to go around again?
No, that's not. Right. What's wrong with you, Charlie? You act as though you didn't care about our show.
Well, frankly, I don't.
What?
I've decided to quit radio.
No.
I'm giving you my 2 weeks' notice as of 2 weeks ago.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yes, I do. I read your lips. they're flapping worse than ever this season. I love those little digs. I'll feel good all day now.
Oh, yeah. Why, I thought you'd be anxious to start working again, Charlie, after your summer vacation.
Good old vacation. Those long, idle days and those busy nights.
But I thought you were going to spend your vacation to improve your mind.
Well, I started out that way, but it was more fun improving my technique.
I see. Yeah. Well, now it's time to think about work, Charlie. You should get pleasure of summer out of your mind.
Well, that's not so easy when they keep calling up on the phone all the time.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, you're not really serious about quitting radio, are you, Charlie?
Yes, I am.
No.
I've had time to think things over this summer, Bergen. I've really meditated. And I've decided I'm getting no place. And you're helping me.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Why, Charlie, think of all I've done for you. Oh, no, Charlie. You're going to stay. You'll stay on now, won't you?
No.
Charlie.
No.
Charlie.
No. Let go of my lap, Lobergen.
Darling. But, Charlie, you just can't quit, that's all.
I can't quit? Yeah. Do you mean to stand there with your bare head hanging out? And tell me that I can't quit if I want to?
Yes, I do. I insist that you stay.
I say no, and that's final.
I see.
I'm using my veto power. I'm walking.
I see. But your being here Sundays, oh, it means so much to so many people.
Yeah, especially you.
Yeah.
You get your pound of flesh from me every week and only pay 75 cents a pound.
All right. But, Charlie, remember, idleness will destroy your ambition and destroy your character.
Yeah, that's what I say. What can I lose?
Well, now. Well, remember, Satan finds plenty of work for idle hands to do.
Yeah? What does he pay?
Oh, no. Charlie, there are millions of listeners who want to hear you.
They do?
Well, of course. Why, just look at the people out there. Look at all the people out here.
What a mess.
Well, now, wait. Why do you suppose all these people are out here?
Well, they probably can't find a place to live.
No. No, they're all your friends. They like you. And according to their letters, they think you're a pretty nice little fellow.
They do?
Yes, they do.
You mean little old me?
Yes, that's right. And there are shut-ins and people in isolated places whose only pleasure is listening to the radio.
Well, of course, they deserve the best. So it looks like I've got to stay on the air.
Oh, the world needs lots of laughs. Laughter is health-giving, and laughter is medicine.
Well, that settles it, Bergen. I'm hanging up my shingle.
Yeah.
Dr. McCarthy, office hours, Sunday, 8 to 8:30.
Yeah.
Eastern time, that is.
Yeah. Now you're talking, Charlie.
Yeah, so what are we waiting for, Bergen? Let's give them a bigger and better show this season.
That's right, and I'm going to do my level best.
Even that won't spoil it.
No.
From the current Broadway hit, Annie, Get Your Gun, Ray Noble and his orchestra play Ray's special arrangement of I've Got the Sun in the Morning.
Naturally.
Well, look who's here.
Who?
Why, it's Mortimer Snerd.
Oh, him, yeah. I thought it was somebody I knew. No.
Well, I mean you, Mortimer.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Yes. I've missed you.
Yeah. I've missed me, too. Yeah.
And I've been wanting to thank you for sending me those fresh eggs this summer.
Oh, don't thank me. Oh, the hens did all the work, but... Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy your summer vacation?
Oh, doing what comes natural. Oh, hush up out there. I didn't come here to be chittered at.
I say, how did you enjoy your vacation?
Well, what vacation?
What vacation?
Yeah.
Well, the vacation from school.
Oh. Well, when does it start?
Why, Mortimer, it's past.
Yeah?
Yes.
Which way did it go?
Vacation means a release from the mental tension resulting from concentrated effort and diligent scholastic endeavors.
No.
Yes. Why, your Snurdville schoolhouse has been empty all summer.
No, it wasn't. I was there.
You were there? You kept right on going to an empty school all summer?
Oh, now, Mortimer, now you're just being funny.
No, I'm not. I'm the serious type.
Well, didn't you notice anything different at school this summer?
Well, I noticed the lessons was a lot easier.
But wasn't it obvious to you that nobody else was there?
Well, I started getting a little suspicious when I won all the games at recess.
Yeah. I am completely flabbergasted.
You don't say?
Yeah.
Well, you look perfectly sober.
Yes. All I can say is that you're absurdity personified.
No, I'm Mortimer Pissnerd.
Mortimer, how do you manage to get yourself in such ridiculous situations?
No, I do, and what comes naturally.
Mr. Bergen, isn't it super to be back?
Oh, Anita, it certainly is.
Gee, you know, vacation has done wonders for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look 40 years younger.
Well, I thank you. I suppose, yes.
All right, Anita, cut out the malarkey. Here's McCarthy. Say, how about saying hello to little old me, huh?
Oh, Charlie, I'm so glad to see you. I could shake your hand.
Yeah, oh, come now, you can be gladder than that. Haven't you got a kiss for me, a little old bent one?
You asking for a kiss?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to think.
Well, think what you will. You won't be far wrong.
Well, tell me, what have you been doing, Charlie?
Well, don't have time now. Just too busy. I guess you know I'm campaigning for presidency of my club, you know. It's the Royal Order of Rat Sluggers.
Well, I thought you were president.
Well, I am, of course. I've been the uncontested president for 6 terms. Ah, yeah, that's real democracy in action.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, while I was away on vacation, dirty politics set in.
What's the matter, Charlie? Someone running against you?
Yeah, a guy named Muscles Milligan just moved in a neighborhood.
Well, you're not afraid of him, are you?
No. I think I can cope with him. Unless he copes me first, dear. Well, I'm not worried. You know, my new campaign manager is really a swell kid. Oh, he is a sharpie.
Is that so? Surely you're not depending on a mere boy to put you over now, are you?
Why not? A mere boy put you over?
Or...
Oh, dear. My campaign manager just happens to be Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart? Oh, brother.
Yeah, brother, and I expect you to treat him like one, too, and that's all.
Gee, I'd like to help on your campaign, could I?
Well, a song is a good thing at a rally.
If I sing, do you think it will win him over to your side?
No, it'll win him over to your side, but then I'm on your side.
Oh, you're so sweet. Your single wish is my command, Mr. President.
Oh, leave us not be formal. Just call me Prez. And I command you sing.
They say that
And with a moon up above it, wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is
so well, it'll make me vote for myself a couple of extra times.
Oh, say, I almost forgot. I must go and get ready to meet Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, you women, women, women. They're all alike, you know. And ain't I glad? Well, now for my speech, let me see. Yes. My fellow constituents, we are gathered here. We are gathered here. Not to belittle my esteemed opponent. Nay. It is not our purpose to refer to the stretch he did at reform school.
No. I beg your pardon. You mind if I listen?
Get away, bud. You bother me. We are here... well, hello, Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, Charlie.
My campaign manager. I just know that you're just bubbling over with ideas and just raring to go. Now, what's the first thing you want to do?
Find a place to sit down.
This guy's dynamite. Dynamite. Yeah. Now, what are we going to say in our campaign speech?
Well, suppose we just stick to the facts, Charlie. You know, be truthful, honest.
Oh, there must be an easier way.
Well, naturally, we'll have to talk about your character.
Yeah, my character? Sir, that's defamation.
Well, now, you look like you have an honest face. And you... Or is the light bad? Now, do you know anything about political economy?
Political economy? That's the most votes for the least money, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you mind if Ray and I listen in? Oh, not at all. Jimmy is running my campaign, Ray.
Oh, he is? How jolly.
Yes. I represent the adolescent youth of America.
Oh. Aren't you a little old for adolescence?
What I mean is, I think every kid should have a chance to get ahead.
Oh, is there a shortage of heads?
Oh.
Mr. Noble, we're not going to cloud the issue or beat around the bush. Now, what I'm trying to say is we need money to keep Charlie in office.
Yeah. We need a transfusion. Type $5.
$5? Yeah.
Bergen, come back here.
Wait a minute, why do you need so much money?
Well, a politician has to kiss babies.
Oh, that doesn't take money.
Well, it does for the ones I kiss.
Yeah. Jimmy, why are you wasting time campaigning for Charlie?
Because, frankly, gentlemen, I believe the boys want for a president a man who has made a name for himself in football and baseball and hockey.
Hockey's the word. Now,
getting back to my candidate's character, I'm reminded of something a great man said once.
Yeah, what did the man say? What did the man say?
I forget what he said, but it certainly fits in here.
Very apropos, yeah. This guy is really selling me down the river. Go on with the speech. Tell him about raising the money.
Oh, yes. Speaking of money. Now, let me refer you to the first chapter of Cicero.
Cicero.
The second chapter of Plato.
Plato, yes.
The third of Saratoga.
I still don't know how he ever kept the bomber on its course.
Now, in order to view this kaleidoscopic panorama of events with the proper perspective, we find that we are at the crossroads of life. What do you say we thumb a ride?
Home, James, home. If you get anywhere near the subject, would you mind talking about it? It's McCarthy for president, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
Good.
My candidate stands before you in shining coat of armor.
Well, I do.
By the way, James, old boy, isn't that a Donegal tweed suit you're wearing? Rather jolly.
No, Ray. This is a Shetland.
Rather nice. I had a suit like that, and it cost me £40. $200, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Isn't that rather high?
Oh, well, it had 7 pairs of pants.
Oh.
One on, 6 off.
Look, would you please stick to the subject once in a while?
Oh, yes. Now, where was I?
I don't know. Somewhere between the coat and the pants.
I found.
Yeah?
My name is Ursula Twing.
Twing?
That's right, uh-huh. And I'm canvassing the neighborhood.
No.
Yes. Well, I'm not exactly canvassing it either. Friend, but I am, canvas is so expensive.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, I'm soliciting votes for my nephew. Yes, my little nephew, Muscles Milligan.
Muscles Milligan?
Yes, he's my nephew once removed.
Oh, once removed?
No, he's twice removed, but he came back both times.
Well, this time I'm going to remove him for good, and you too. Jimmy, throw him out.
I heard that now. There's an undercurrent of innuendos and snide remarks running around here to which I do not subscribe.
Yeah. Well, your subscription is going to run out.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. Now, we've got to hear both sides.
Yeah.
Now, why are you campaigning for Milligan?
Because I think children are just peachy.
You are.
Yes, friends, I'm crazy about children. Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly crazy either, but when I see how... Please. When I see how grown-ups neglect them, I'm really touched.
That's the way you impress me.
Yeah. Well, I just came in to tell you that we're holding a rally tonight.
No.
Rally. And we're serving scads and... Well, not scads. No, we're not exactly serving any scads. But we do have just hosts of Spanish delicacies, such as tortillas and chicken enchiladas.
Say, you know, I could go for some of that chicken enchiladas. Sounds like they'd tickle my palate.
Oh, yes, indeed they would. I left the feathers on them. Well, this way to the fiesta, yeah. And the enchiladas.
What about you, Ray, coming along to the fiesta?
Oh, sigh, Senno, and all that sort of Castilian mess, you know. You're coming along, Edgar, aren't you?
Well, sure thing.
Oh, well, Jimmy, I'm glad you're still on my side.
Oh, well, don't worry,
You'll
Charlie.
Stick by me, won't
Certainly,
you?
I'm loyal.
Good.
I'm true blue.
You bet.
I'm also hungry.
What do you mean, hungry?
Yes, I'm going to get some of those enchiladas.
Oh, you do. Go ahead. Leave me in the lurch. I'll carry on all alone. They think they're going to run out on me like that just for an enchilada, just for a tortilla. Tortillas. Enchiladas. Tortillas. Hey, fellas, wait for me, will you?
Be sure and listen again next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, and all of us will have as our guest Ann Baxter. Jimmy Stewart will soon be seen in the Frank Capra production, It's a Wonderful Life, produced by Liberty Films. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Hollywood's Radio City.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.